I got a little old bell in there now that my first wife's mother used to ring to summon the servants. A little old tinkle bell. He'd be standing just inside the kitchen door. They want anything out of the kitchen. They didn't bring it in, put it on the side table. They'd ring it. Would you bring this or would you bring that, please? Pass it. She'd go around and hand it to me. The only place I ever ate where the butler was, he did the same thing. I kind of overcome with that butler. I never had seen one in action. I went up to West Virginia. I was invited out to my dad's cousin, and McDonald. He was a millionaire. He sold a coal mine. But he was common as an old shoe. But he had a daughter that was one. She put on the show for us. She had a butler and a maid and all that. That was quite a deal. My dad was very shy, but it ruined my appetite. I'd never seen anything like that. And when he got through, he'd go sit on the porch, didn't have a screen on it, pop his feet up on the banister, chew tobacco with my dad, spit over the banister. They was in there with a butler and a maid and all that, and flying automobiles. And Papa called him Cousin Bruce, he called him Cousin Wade. I sat out there and listened to him swap yarn for about an hour and a half. I finally got tired and looked up my wife. We went visiting with the daughter and the children.
You're talking, say if you decide not to eat something, you say, you decide you didn't want to eat, you say, I don't.
I wouldn't care for that.
And the food has been cooked over and served the second time, you call that what?
Leftovers. That's what I call a leftover, but I used to eat that. That cook's mine. I've got right in there now. Like I think she cooks me a pot of those, except to eat them, she don't like them. I just put them in the refrigerator and I'll eat them for 3 days.
We're talking about, you mentioned grits a little while ago. What do you usually call this? Sometimes when the corn is not ground up, but
sauerkraut. He used to tell me how they made that. They take that stuff, patch it up in a barrel,